te rae tātou mā kia huri atua hau ki te whakatau i te mea o te hiko te ika. Tēnei wāhi e karangahi ana ko tētahi wāhi tino ātā. John Carter, tēnā koe.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, by the way. And thanks for all the work that you guys do. You do a good job for us. We're proud of you.
John, our community is one that suffers from a lot of poverty.
Yep.
And more recently, there's been a Treasury report regarding at-risk children.
Mm.
I understand that you have some comments that you'd like to make regarding that report.
Yeah, so I do, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to comment, because there's a lot of work. To be fair to the to the government, they are seriously focused now on Northland, and particularly the far north. So we have the Te Hiku Accord, the Te Hiku Action Group, the involvement with the iwi and all those settlements are all part of the wider package of focusing on some of these issues. So in a way, we've up until recently we've been left behind to some degree, and things like education. I was horrified to hear the other day one of our chief executives from one of the iwi say that in the far north, 60%. Of the young Māori male are leaving school without being able to read and write. Well, you know, whether it's 60% or 40% or any, it's too much. So those sorts of things have to be addressed, and the government now are trying to bring new ways through to do that. But it's what we do as a community as well that's important. So we've got up here the Economic Advisory Committee that's working. So that's going, we're due to report to the Minister on the 4th of February. So that's how we can get our activity going. The Top Energy are developing the NAFA energy and the industrial park, so that's all positive. We're doing the cycle way. We're working on things with the tourist issues up north around the Carrick Peninsula, which will have a big impact on us in the far north. And then we've got a whole number of other initiatives, like what we're doing around multiply owned Maori land to get the economic activity going, so that we can then generate job opportunities and allow our young people to become involved in the community. Quite honestly, what really worries me is that for too long, a number of our people have been shut out from their own communities, and that's got to stop. And the way in which we will enable them to come back, because, you know, I'm talking now about individuals, is to allow them to become part, to participate in us, to have an opportunity that suits them and is benefit for them and benefit for the community. And that's the sort of stuff we're working on. I'm pleased to tell you that I'm working on an initiative now with Errol Linden of WINS, and I think that's going to have quite a significant impact. I can't tell you much more about it at the moment. It's confidential. But so there's lots of stuff happening is really what I'm saying. And we do recognise the problem, and we're out there doing our best to start addressing it.
More recently, we've been chatting with the people involved in fire safety in the far north.
Right.
They've explained that with climate change, things are a lot drier in the summer than in years gone by.
Yep.
The council in the past has had issues with regard to drinking water for places like Kaitaia and the South Hokianga. What issue, how would you describe those water issues, and what does the council have planned to alleviate those issues?
Right, so the way to describe them is challenging, to say the least. And we're right in the middle now of working again with the communities, because none of this is going to get resolved. It's no use John Carter riding in on his high horse and saying we're going to do this and we're going to do that. People will just thumb their nose. We have to work with the communities, and that's what this council do. So, for example, in the South Hokianga, we're out there on the ground with the people looking to see what's available, what we can do, and what works in with the community to address that issues. Now, some of the stuff we're doing is testing for bores and springs to see whether that can supply water. One of the other things that we have is water tanks and whether that's an alternative. And similarly in Kaitaia, we've got a number of various options that we're going through at the moment, one of them being the aquifer, streams, bores, all those sorts of things, and water tanks again.
So when you say water tanks, are you meaning that perhaps the ruling around not being able to have a water tank when you're in the township may be alleviated?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, it's those sorts of common sense things that we've gone away from. And quite honestly, you know, there's no good reason. People in the rural areas have water tanks. So, you know, and they survive. In fact, they do very well. So why wouldn't we? If that is an alternative in some of the smaller communities where affordability is a huge issue, as you well know, that, you know, it's all very well for council coming along and saying, we'll put in this fancy system that's so costly no one can afford it. We have to look at what's practical. And in some cases, that may be the practical alternative. And so why wouldn't we do that? So, as I say, there's nothing off the table at the moment, if we just use that as an example. But the important point with it is that when we can get those things addressed, it makes a better community for our people and therefore an opportunity for our young people to be more engaged and to address some of those social problems that the Treasury report talks about.
Today's a really important day. It's the 17th of December. This is the day that the four treaty settlements that have been agreed to by Iwi and the Crown become cemented in legislation.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the council involvement in the 90 Mile Beach Board, which will be established as of today?
Mm. So, obviously, we haven't been directly involved in the settlements themselves. That's been between the Crown and the Iwi. But obviously we've been a very interested, and certainly I have in my previous role as MP and now as Mayor. And look, I've got to say one of the wonderful things that's happened, and I'm really pleased and proud, and this is a huge tribute to your Iwi leaders particularly, but and to the Hapu, and quite honestly the whole community, is where 5 years ago there was a them and us. Now that the treaty settlements are with us, it's now starting to be what about us, rather all working together in a positive way. So I think that's a huge step forward for our community. We're starting to see a really positive outcome. So the likes of Harmin Rangatani and others are out there pushing that line, and I think that's just tremendous. So it's a huge credit to them for a start off. The beach board's an example of an outcome. And it means that now there's responsibility from both Iwi and the community to make sure that that's managed going into the future for the benefit of all of us rather than just one aspect. And I'm looking forward to working with all my fellow people who have been appointed. There will be issues that will come up. Some we'll agree with, some we won't. The community will agree with some and some they won't. But the important point is that it's a real opportunity for us to work together. And I think that's what's really, really positive. Rather than one group taking a lead or another group and someone being left out, this is the community working together for the benefit of itself. And that's just got to be a plus for us.
In closing, more recently, people have been concerned about the level of infrastructure that we don't have to cater for the influx of tourists that we get from Auckland and wherever over the Christmas time. But how does the council plan to deal with that as more and more people develop a love for the far north?
Yes. And let's hope they do, because it is a wonderful place. We're blessed to be part of it. So it is hugely challenging. It comes back to that issue of affordability, which, of course, rests on your economic activity, which is part of what we're trying to drive. There's a huge potential out here, and there's a lot of our assets that, for a number of reasons, aren't developed or contributing in the way they could, and so we're working hard on that. But and part of the other answer to that equation is government in past years used to make a contribution to infrastructure. More recently, that's dropped off to some extent, and so not just us as a council, but local government New Zealand have made a representations to the government to say, look, in the case, let's just take Russell, where, you know, you've got a population of a couple of thousand people that swells to 20,000 over Christmas. Well, that's a whole lot of people that come from out of district. And quite honestly, we need the taxpayer rather than the ratepayer to help us with that development of infrastructure. And I just cite that as an example. So that's one of the ways we will be approaching, getting a bit more economic activity, giving opportunities to our young people so they can be part of us, which is, you know, really fantastic, and also having government support or taxpayer support in developing this stuff. And the good thing is, I'm pleased to say, is that there's a positive attitude to that.
In closing, John, what do you think the benefit or value is in having Māori seats on council?
So, what's really important is the issue of making sure that everyone's included. And that to me is what's really fundamentally important. So being able to sit down and talk with the iwi leaders or the hapū, or depending on the families or whoever's involved, is really what matters. Taking the council out to the community. And so I think there's just huge value in us, for example, being part of the 90 Mile Beach Board, for example, instead of us sitting aside from it and having people making decisions and then we get in the road, now we're part of that decision making. So the more liaison we have, the better. We're actually just going through a session now of how can we be more inclusive on our committees and decision making to make sure that no one's left out, and particularly that iwi are part of that thing. So we're working hard on that stuff. It's really important. Again, this isn't about me and it's not about council. Council is just a small part of the community. It's the community that matters, and they all have to be involved in our decision-making process.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having a kōrero with us today. Ka tuku a koe I raro I ngā mana ki tango te rungarawa. Have a good day, John.
And you have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Ka kite. O te rā e tātou mā kuia rā ko te reo kōrero a te koromatua a John Carter, a kamutu ko ngā kaupapa e kōrero hiana e ia, he kaupapa e me pēdi pēr te kōrero kei mua I te aroaro o tātou katoa. Kia ora mai ano tātou, e whakarongo ana koe, ki e ne kohinga kōrero marunga I te kā o ngā iarere o te reo irirangi, o te hiku, o te ika.